The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus entered a village where a woman whose name was Martha welcomed him. She had a sister named Mary who sat beside the Lord at his feet listening to him speak. Martha, burdened with much serving, came to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me by myself to do the serving? Tell her to help me." The Lord said to her in reply, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her." The Gospel of the Lord. Well, today we continue our journey with Jesus to Jerusalem. We're in the 10th chapter of St. Luke, and remember in the 9th chapter, Jesus resolutely set his face like flint to the cross, to Jerusalem. And last weekend, we heard one of the Pharisees, one of the scribes, who asked Jesus, "Who's my neighbor?" And so Jesus gave the parable of the Good Samaritan. But now he is in with the 12 apostles, and that's one of the things that I had to look up is, because today's little snippet doesn't really say, it almost seems like Jesus is alone. But if you read a little bit before, and that's always a good idea to do, a little bit before, and yep, all 12 of the apostles were with him. So they were invited to the home of Martha, and of course we know that her sister is Mary and the brother Lazarus, although again, he's unnamed. And the town is Bethany. It's about a mile and a half to 2 miles outside of Jerusalem. Our Lord would again be there in the last few days of his life before the triumphant entry into Jerusalem. Now remember, on Sundays we have three readings. We have the first reading, second reading, and gospel. The first reading and the gospel always parallel. So whatever the theme is for that particular Mass is going to be found in both of those. And so in today's first reading, we have the visitation to Abram and Sarah by the angels, by God himself. They didn't know that. They just thought these were three guys that were in need of food and some hospitality. And yet they were entertaining God himself. And you can see then the direct parallel with Martha, Mary, and Lazarus, that they welcomed Jesus into their home, God himself into their home, even though at this time they didn't really understand that at all. So that's the parallel between these two readings. The theme today is about hospitality and about sanctifying the world, or making holy the world and ourselves through our prayer life, and that would flow to a life of service. That only through prayer will we be able to serve others in the name of our Lord. So set the scene. Saint Luke, he didn't really paint a big picture here, but you can kind of read between the lines. So you've got Martha, who has invited our Lord. Well, who is with the Lord? 12 young men. These are men who are in their 20s, maybe early 30s. So they've been walking. Well, what does that mean? 13 young men who are hungry. All right, so can you imagine all these 13 guys in your living room, and Jesus is talking, and you are in the kitchen. So this is a wonderful way of entering into the gospel. Place yourself watching that scene, and you can see Martha there in the kitchen door, looking out to her living room. There's our Lord speaking, the 12 apostles. Huh. Who else is there? My sister, Mary, crying in a bucket. I got 13 guys here who are hungry, and what is she doing? She's just sitting in there listening. I need her into the kitchen. I need help. And so that was the scene. Very, very natural scene. But our Lord corrected Martha, helped her to understand that all of our earthly tasks, even though they may be good, must begin with listening to the Word of God and being present to His presence. Only from that can we flow into service. Psalm 127 says, "Unless the Lord builds the house, the builders labor in vain. Unless the Lord builds the house, in vain do the laborers build. So all of us have fallen into this trap. It's been said by more than one saint that don't become so busy doing the work of the Lord that you forget the Lord of the work. Don't become so busy doing the work of the Lord that you forget the Lord of the work. So some suggestions. First one, intersperse, even interrupt your day with prayer. So Sister Kathy and I, women religious, male religious, diocesan priests, we try to interrupt our day with what we call the liturgy of the hours. Liturgy, that's what we're doing right now, is the liturgy. But we try to sanctify each hour, all 24. So we stop 5 to 7 times a day to pray from the Psalms, from the prayer book that Jesus, Mary, Joseph, Mary and Martha and Lazarus, they would have prayed from this prayer book called the Book of Psalms. So we try to allow the Lord to interrupt the day. For myself, it's that midday prayer that's the most interrupt. That morning prayer, night prayer, no problem. But it's, you know, you're in the midst of the day, you're doing stuff, you're busy. Oh yeah, that's right, I'm supposed to pray. And that really stops you, it interrupts you, helping you to reorientate of, oh yeah, all this stuff that I'm doing, all this work that I'm doing, it's really for the Lord. So I need to go to the Lord, give him praise and thanksgiving, and allow him to give me strength. So interrupt your day with prayer. Do simple things, maybe the Angelus, that's why it was kind of designed. Do it 3 times a day. Pray a decade of the rosary, or just pray an Our Father or a Hail Mary, or just sit in silence for a little while. You might not want to do that in the middle of the day because you might fall asleep, but nonetheless, do something to kind of interrupt your day. We have, our cell phones and whatnot. You can even program a little bit of an alarm so that a couple times a day, it's like, oh, that's right. I need to reorientate myself to the Lord. So that's your first suggestion. The second is the bookends. Just like you put books on a bookshelf and, you know, if they move, then they'll flop over unless they have some bookends. Same way with your prayer life. The beginning of your day, your end of your day. Morning prayer, night prayer. Those are the two most important prayers of the day. Begin it and end it. If you're struggling to do this, try to integrate your prayer into everyday tasks, such as brushing your teeth. You guys do that, don't you? Yes, well, most of us do these personal hygiene things in the morning and before we go to bed. So integrate your prayer. So as you're getting clothed, as you're cleaning up in the morning, you say, Lord, I've got a busy day. I need you to help me to do this. I need help with that. Thank you for this. And just talk to the Lord. Just talk to the Lord and maybe conclude it with an Our Father. At the end of the day, as you're preparing for bed, you give the Lord praise and thanks. Thank you for this. Thank you for that. Help me tomorrow. And again, conclude the day with maybe some rote prayer of an act of contrition or an Our Father. So the two bookends of your day is very important. The third suggestion is be open to surprises. Be open to correction. Our Lord kind of corrected Martha. Even sometimes when we get corrected improperly, there's always a little nugget, a little truth there that the Lord might be intervening, trying to say, hey, I want your attention. We need to talk. So be open to correction. And finally, my fourth suggestion is keep trying. Don't give up. All of us struggle with our work, our service, our responsibilities, and they oftentimes overwhelm us. And so sometimes at the end of the day or at the end of several days, we realize, oh my, I have not really prayed. Keep trying. Stop and pray then. Allow the Lord to give you his mercy and love and say, that's okay. Keep trying. And so as we continue our journey to Jerusalem with Jesus, today we hear about hospitality and how we are asked to sanctify the world and sanctify ourselves. But first of all, through prayer, and from our prayer, we will flow into service.